As I looked over our gospel today, I couldn't help but notice how many times the verb to know occurs in our gospel. To some extent, it's all about coming to know exactly what happened. It's almost like a court case. You know, they bring in people for testimony and ask, well, what do you know? Well, I know this and I know that, but I don't know this and I don't know that. All very detailed oriented. What do you know? What do you not know? Now, we have to realize that at the start of this, we begin with this man born blind. He would probably be the last person who would ever be accepted as knowing anything. After all, what's the primary way that we come to know things? Well, we begin with our senses. We're able to look at our world to see things. Now, granted, this man has his other senses, but not being able to see was obviously a severe impairment. He would not have been able to know much at all, at least people would have thought. In fact, they look at him and they assume that it's because of some sin that God has done this to him. Jesus, of course, says that's not the case. And as we'll see, this person who supposedly can't know anything, by the end of the story, is going to be the one that perhaps knows the most important thing. But look at what we have in the middle here. We have this great miracle that begins it. Jesus uses the mud of the earth in a similar way that God created out of nothing from the earth, the first man. It's as if he's kind of recreating the man's sight with the earth and the saliva. The man is able to see. He goes to the pool and washes and he has his sight. He literally goes from physical blindness to being able to physically see. But the rest of our story is going to focus more about spiritual blindness. Are the other people involved in the story who already have physical sight, are they able to see what is really going on here? Notice at the beginning, they start to doubt just the miracle. Is that really him? No, that can't be him. He sees. It just looks like him. Finally, he says to himself, it's me. I can see. It really is me. So the first thing they come to do is they have to accept that a miracle really did occur. Now, that's hard to reject. After you see that, yeah, this is the guy, and yes, he sees. Well, you have to see that clearly a miracle happened. And most of the people in this story are able to see that. But then there comes the question, well, how did this happen? And then the Pharisees get involved. They are, after all, the spiritual authority. So if you want to talk about what can we know spiritually, they go to the spiritual authorities and they subject the man to some testimony. It's almost comical. They bring him in and he's like, how did it happen? Well, it's really simple. I was blind. He put mud in my eyes. I washed and I see. That's it. And here I am. You know, there's the evidence. But the Pharisees aren't satisfied. Maybe he wasn't really blind. Let's bring in the parents. And again, knowing over and over, parents come in. We know this is our son. We know he was born blind. We do not know, however, how he sees. And fourthly, we do not know who opened his eyes. We know, this we don't know, and that we don't know. We're getting all the facts very straight on what we know and what we don't. In the midst of all this is, of course, the bigger question. After we establish that this man was blind and now he sees, what else are we meant to know just beyond the facts? Pharisees obviously don't get it. They ask him again, okay, let's go back to the miracle thing. Are you sure that this really happened? Of course it happened. Why are you asking me again? Finally, they just get frustrated because they can't accept the next step. And that next step we see very beautiful when Jesus finds that the man has been thrown out. He goes and he finds him. And now, instead of the verb to know, all along we've been knowing and knowing and knowing or not knowing, Jesus uses a new word. And he asks the man, not what does he know, but he asks him, do you believe? Now, belief may sound like something quite different from knowing. But in fact, believing is a way of knowing. There are certain things that we can only know with the eyes of faith. They're not less true than the things we can see with our senses. There are realities that are only known with the eyes of faith. And so Jesus cannot ask him, do you know the Messiah? Do you know the Son of Man? He rather asks him a deeper question. Do you believe? Now, the Latin word for belief we'll probably recognize, credo, from where we get the word creed. It's made up actually of two Latin words. Cor is the word for heart, and the verb to give is dare, and first person singular, I give, is do. So to say cor do, credo, literally means I give my heart. It's not just an exercise of the mind. Jesus isn't asking this blind man to affirm again what he already told the Pharisees three times over. Jesus knows the details. Now he wants the man's heart. Is the man willing now to give his heart? This is what the Pharisees could not do. They had all the facts, the same as everyone else. But unlike the blind man, they remain unbelieving. They fail to know the most important thing, Jesus himself, who he is. Notice that the blind man, now able to see, he doesn't quite get it, but he's open, he's willing. Do you believe? Who is this Son of Man that I might believe in him? He's like, I've just had my eyes open. I'm willing at this point to believe a lot of things I wasn't before. Jesus says, it's me, the one speaking to you. I'm he. And he says beautifully, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. Our story has come full circle. The man who could know nothing, whose testimony wouldn't even be accepted, has now gotten what nobody else got. I do believe. And he worshiped him. He not only believes that this is the man who healed him, he believes he is God. He worships him. As we come to this beautiful Feast of Lectare Sunday, where we wear the rose vestments, the lighter colors, to show that the light is coming, we have to pray that, surrounded with the many examples of God's love for us, many ways that we can know God just with our intellect, we have to hear, I think, God putting the question to us then. Given all that God has done for us, the many ways that indeed we were blind and now we see, can we hear Jesus asking us to enter more deeply into that relationship? Do we hear Jesus asking us, do you give your heart to me? Have we really given not just the assent of our minds to the teachings and truths of the faith, but do we give our hearts? To give our heart to Jesus, to worship him, well, that is the greatest miracle that could happen in our life. To give our assent, our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, to give everything we are to Jesus, well, that's as big a miracle as if we were blind and suddenly we could see.